You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. What, hump day or final hour? I know, it's flying by. We'll get back to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. The Braves actually did make some news today. Not surprising news, because they had to make a roster spot for Jurickson Profar, but we'll get there. Grant McCauley going to join us in about 20 minutes as well, as he always does on Wednesdays, and we will continue to ask him questions that he doesn't know the answers to, which is, why is this happening? When will it end? Is anyone enjoying it? How are you doing?
What is the most enjoyable thing about the Braves this year?
It's a great question. Like, and that's the thing. Like, we went to the game last night. Obviously, awesome seats. Shout out to Bo once again for being able to make that happen. And my brother and sister-in-law for coming over and watching the kids as well. They did a great job.
When they go on their honeymoon?
Huh?
So when they go?
They're going in October.
Oh, okay.
They're waiting, and then they're going in October.
It might be somewhere cold.
No, they're going to Sedona, Arizona. I don't know why they decided to wait, but they're waiting to go there. So it's like Grand Canyon, and Sedona's awesome. Like, it's very pretty.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you. I just, when you said Sedona, I was like, oh, honeymoon. Like, people honeymoon all the different places all the time.
Yeah, they're outdoorsy. Yeah. They go on some hikes and stuff.
Yeah.
It was really, we had a nice time at the game. But like, there wasn't even like one fun thing that happened at the game.
There couldn't. The funnest part had to be. And leading off with the Braves, Ronald Acuna.
And no one even, like, did anything. Yeah. It was a very muted crowd last night. Yeah.
Well, Tuesday night.
It was Tuesday
against
the Angels.
Why you take your ass to the game?
It was Tuesday against the Angels. There was a rain delay to start the game.
Did y'all see the Angels fans there?
It was all wet and kind of weird.
I don't know.
Did you see the Angels fans?
Honestly, no. Oh. Not that I can think of. But, like, and I know that Soler has been back, and he even played for the Braves last year, but, like, they announced Soler. I thought maybe he'd get a smattering. He was a World Series MVP.
Right.
Nothing. it was really quiet in there last night. And, again,
I mean,
I don't blame people.
Understand.
The team's not good, and it's not fun.
It's Tuesday night. It's the Angels. Rain delay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that part.
But, yeah, no, like, Acuna gets announced, didn't really do anything for anybody. Now, he went 0-for-4, struck out. All four times he was up. The Harris triple was fun.
Yeah.
That was a brief, exciting moment, but then they stranded him on third base. Honestly, the thing that I was fired up about was Grant Holmes was dealing. Like, he struck out, like, 5 of the first 7 batters. He had 6 strikeouts through 3 innings, I believe. And it was like, dang, this guy's kind of, I don't know. Like, I whispered to Ashley, like, he's really sharp tonight.
Yeah, man.
We might be seeing something special.
But Grant, he's going to give you at least 3 more of those starts this year.
I think so.
Yeah, at least three more of those stars.
No,
like
I mean
that.
He's like he's trending in a really nice direction.
Who did we say yesterday?
He's been better than Strider.
We said, but we said going forward, we said the Spencers, and we said Holmes
and him,
and then we was like whatever's after that. Mm-hmm. But we were putting him in the categories like it might go well one weekend or one game, and it might not. But you still got to put him in there right there. Right now, after him, who the hell's going to what? Who's going today?
Didier Fuentes.
Oh, yeah, him. But again, he's a baby.
It's not really his fault.
Yeah, he's a baby.
It's the Braves' fault that he has to be the option. Yeah, yeah. But
he's just a baby.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you can get mad at Didier Fuentes if you want.
You keep on saying Didier. Is it Didier?
Yeah, it's D-I-D-I-E-R.
Okay.
Well, it's a big day for Diddy's, I
know, that's what I was going to say. It's a big day for Diddy's.
Should we just call him, Diddy's going home?
Diddy might go home tonight.
Should we call him Diddy Fuentes?
Diddy might go home.
Maybe he could put some baby oil on the ball and get some more break on it.
He better never have a damn party.
Diddy can't even have birthday parties.
Yeah, he can't have birthday parties. He can't even have Thanksgiving dinner at his house. Mm-mm. No gatherings.
Nope.
No gatherings whatsoever.
Don't even think about buying baby oil.
No.
We're watching you close, Diddy, now.
Yeah, man. I mean, the fact that them people shipped it to him, you didn't know he's a freak? Like I know some people take a lot of baby oil and they put it in the bathtub. In one of those inflatable pools.
For what?
To have like
wrestling?
Yeah. Is it just me?
Would you put you filled an inflatable pool up with baby oil?
I may have.
That's a lot of baby oil.
It was.
Did you have to order it in bulk?
No.
Okay. Well, then after you filled
it wasn't filled. It just the bottom part was a little slidey, slippery.
Oh, just slippery enough to kind of make it hard to kind of get your grip.
Yeah.
Then what'd you do in there?
Well, I mean, this is a PG-13 sometimes R-rated show. Mm-hmm.
That's so maybe a podcast topic.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Okay. Sounds like fun. Or it sounds like it could be fun. Who knows? Depends on who's in there with you. All right. Grant's going to join us in like 15 minutes. Maybe we'll ask Grant about that. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open 404-726-0929. Text or tweet us as well.
We just talked about this a second ago because we were talking about Miles Turner, the big story and everything about going to the Bucks. Well, his contract – Al Horford got that contract, same contract in 2016, mm-hmm. The same exact contract. And then you had made a point. Yes, there was a year they were throwing out money. Al, because remember, are we not going to pay Al? And we're not letting him run, letting him walk and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, once Al got, because Al was one of the first ones to sign. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Al Horford got a nice contract.
Yes.
That was that summer and then 2019, I think, were the two summers that like led to the owners and the commissioner being like, never again. We got to get a CBA president who we can kind of bully a little bit. CJ McCollum, he's our guy. We got to get a hard cap in this thing. We got to keep these guys on their same teams. Because 2016, man, like, and I don't begrudge any of these guys, good for them. I'm glad they got all the money they got. But there are some guys who got generational wealth in the summer of 2016 that you've never heard of since.
Heard of.
Like, Myers Leonard got, like, $50 million
that summer. Isn't that when Duncan Robinson got that big deal?
I don't know if that was when he got it, but he got a lot of money. Like, Alan Crabb got, like, that was when Kent Bazemore got his $75 million contract. And, again, good for them. The rights deals went up, and they didn't stagger it like they did this time. They just went from where the rights deals were to where they got to that one summer. So the salary cap in the NBA jumped by like $1 billion, and those guys reaped the benefits. Good for them.
The Knicks got a new head coach. The Knicks have hired Mike Brown as the new head coach.
Game changer. I'm glad they took all this time to hire Mike Brown. And again, no offense to Mike Brown.
He's a good coach.
But like they just fired Tom Thibodeau, who's just as good of a coach, if not a better coach.
Yes.
So they could spend a month and a half doing all this nonsense to hire Mike Brown. Well done, Knicks.
Great.
Once the Knicks, always the Knicks.
The Knickerbockers.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Unbelievable.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, now he's kind of taken to the starting role and making adjustments, you know, his pitch mix and things like that, and the durability. you know, it's a lot of really good things.
I play real sports, not trying to be the best at exercising.
Yeah, you got the snit there talking about Kenny Powers, Grant Holmes, who was outstanding again last night, man. Six innings, three hits, 10 strikeouts. Really, like, ramped up those numbers over the last month. Plus, obviously, had the 15 strikeout game against Colorado. He had 9 against Milwaukee the start before that. 10 strikeouts last night. I read a stat that him and Scooble, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the AL, mm-hmm. are the only two guys in baseball that have had two different starts where they made the opponent swing and miss 25 times.
Really?
And he was dealing last night. And that was noticeable sitting there. I was like, these guys are just waving. Like, anything breaking, they got no chance on it. Tons of swings and misses, which is really when you know you kind of feel like your stuff is deceptive and really good. And it was. Unfortunately, you don't get runs for that.
No, you do not.
So
no. And it was just a typical Braves watching them, watching a typical Braves game. Like, can't get anybody. Oh, they got guys up. They got guys on second and third.
They lost that game where he struck out 15 guys. Yes. Also, that's right, because the bullpen came in and gave up a million.
Yeah, they gave up like kind of like last night. Like 10 runs.
They gave up
like
10 runs in that game.
Yeah,
he struck out 15 guys, went 6 1/3, and gave up 3 runs.
Well, leave him in there, damn it.
Two of them were earned, and that's what I said last night too. I was like,
where's the pitch at?
Let him go out there for one more inning and, like, delay it. Then Pierce Johnson can be in the eighth, and then maybe, I don't know what you do in the ninth. He was at 106, okay. So, yeah, probably kind of can't. But, yeah, so that sucked. Jurickson and Profar's back today.
All right.
Which means that Alex Verdugo DFA'd.
Spark.
Verdugo, remember when he was a spark for a minute? It was, like, that week.
Yeah.
They were calling him the Verdugo Goat.
Oh, Lord, no.
Braves Twitter got on that one. That fell off pretty quick.
You know what? It's bad when stuff like that happens.
It's fun.
It was fun. No, it's not.
It was fun.
No, it's not fun.
Remember the Verdugo week?
It is not.
It was fun.
Fun.
He was batting 360.
I understand that, but it's not fun. You know what's not fun? Because you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, kind
of. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of knew that this situation was going to happen.
Yeah. But for the time, it was fun. And then it got unfun.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Why get it all up in that when you already know what the end result's going to be?
I don't know.
You know he was not going to be good this year.
Yeah, you probably knew.
Yeah.
But he was good that night. So you're having fun on Twitter with your buddies. You might get hit by a meteor tomorrow. Verdugo. You know? And then you didn't know. And then you died. Your last thought was Verdugo. So that's a happy thought.
That was never mine.
What?
That was never
mine. Well, luckily you didn't get hit by a meteor the next day either. I'm just saying, live every day to the fullest, Randy.
If
Alex Verdugo's batting 360, lean into it. You know what I mean?
Well, I definitely do that already.
Good.
Every single day. To
then you should get it.
No, I don't ever get that kind of stuff, though. Like, this dude, like, oh my, like, I was, like, the most you think about one-hit wonder athletes that just had, like, this explosion, but you knew it was going to come back to earth. Like, that, I don't want to say he had majors, but like a Linsanity.
Yeah, there's something nothing compares to Linsanity. That's Linsanity. The number one of all time.
Yeah, but there was other things.
No, yeah, Alex Verdugo got like 6 hits.
Yeah.
Like we're not saying that it was Linsanity. I'm just saying in this Braves season that has been just
awful.
Miserable, which came on the heels of last season, which wasn't any fun either. You know, Alex Verdugo got a couple singles in April, and it was pretty cool. Now he's gone. Maybe Profar can get some singles.
He needs to.
Here's the thing about it. He needs to do way more than that.
He needs to hit some home runs.
He's got to play great.
He's got to play like he played in Denver.
Is it going to make you more mad, though, because he was out for 80 games?
You know it is.
Or are you going to be like, what, at least he's here?
No, I'm going to
like,
be
is him
mad.
Playing great going to be more infuriating because he was gone for 80 games?
I'm going to be furious.
All right. We'll see how furious Grant is next. Probably not. Grant keeps an even keel, you know? He's kind of the Brian Snitker of 92.9 The Game. He's always got a level head.
Nice.
We'll talk to Grant McCauley next about the Braves. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, the music is still fun. Music's still fun.
Only damn fun thing to talk about the Braves.
Yeah. Well, 20 minutes away from the AMA, that'll be fun. 404-726-0929. And look, talking to Grant is
up,
fun.
Man.
Grant has good information. He has good answers. It's all correct stuff.
Deep dive.
Just, unfortunately, a lot of the correct stuff. Yeah, I was listening to the show on Sunday, and it's like, man, just one bummer stat after another as he was going down the lineup in the month of June. It's not his fault. He didn't do that. He's just doing the research and telling you about it. Let's get Grant McCauley in here as we do it at this time on Wednesdays. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond every weekend on the radio station as well. Hey, Grant, what do you make of Snit's comments last night about kind of maybe overanalyzing and the mental aspect of the game and all of that? Is that something new from him that you heard last night?
Not necessarily. I think everybody's had to have thought about it. I mean, the mental side of this game is, I think, one of the hardest things to conquer because baseball is a game of failure. I mean, the best hitters fail 7 out of 10 times.
Correct.
I have people like, oh, now you're just talking about batting average. I'm like, okay, fine. The best hitters fail 6 out of 10 times because if you reach base 4 out of 10, you're probably going to be one of the best players in baseball. So let's just start there. I mean, you're failing well more than half the time. So as you carry that from at bat to at bat, from game to game, series to series, month to month, I mean, it can be a very heavy load. And you have to know, I think, how to manage that. You have to know how to counteract it. I think you have to know when to maybe just set it down for a while, step away from it, and then come back to it with a fresh mind. And sometimes that is like over the weekend, I think, what they were hoping for Michael Harris. But I think the mental part of this game is always going to be a challenge for guys, for a team, for coaches, for executives. I mean, it just is what it is. But more specific to what he was saying, I don't know how it can't be at this point mentally taxing to those guys. The ones I've talked to certainly will admit that, you know, there's a desire to get more done than they're doing.
Right.
And, you know, if you're walking up to the plate with that in mind and, you know, it's just kind of always there because the compounding effect of it not going your way for so long, I don't really know how you move through that, but I think the only way to get through it is to go straight ahead, and I think they're going to continue to try to do that, but obviously we know what the results are, and the results have not been pretty from an offensive perspective.
I mean, Grant, when you because I mean right now when we heard what Schnitt was saying, you automatically jump to, well, everybody else is using it also, and some teams are better than the Braves. But what is it though, Grant? Because I don't think I can come up. Only word I can come up with is this team is broken right now.
It's hard to disagree with that because the numbers would tell you that this team is not operating at its maximum capacity, which would mean that the sum of the parts is, you know, not assembling in a way in which you're able to put forth the runs that you need to on a given day to win. And that may sound like a really clinical explanation of it, but that's kind of what it is. And, you know, I've looked at it really going back since May the 1st of last year. I mean, this is something that it's not a bad month. It's not a bad season. It's multiple, you know, seasons now that it's run into, and you haven't been able to reverse some of these trends. And we're not talking about, and I talked about this on Sunday especially, this isn't a bunch of guys who all of a sudden got over the hill. Now, if you want to look at Marcell Ozuna and say, okay, well, he's a little bit older and he's battling an injury and maybe this is a start of decline for him, okay, fine. But explain to me 27, 28, 29-year-olds, 30-year-olds that just all of a sudden aren't able to perform at the level that they were before, but everything looks the same, the names are the same, the lineup is the same, but it's not productive. And I don't know what the answer to that is. And I think that that's the great conundrum for, I mean, Brian Snitker spent 49 years around the game. He's seen a little bit of everything at just about every possible level and hasn't encountered something quite like this with a team with the talent and the expectations that this club has. So yeah, I mean, broken is a pretty good way to put it. Is it irreparable? I don't think so, but the longer this goes on, the more you wonder how exactly they do fix it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, one of the approaches that they took, and you mentioned it just a minute ago with Michael Harris, was giving him a couple days off, and then obviously they had the off day. He was back out there yesterday. Maybe I just wanted this to be true, but it felt like his approach was a little bit more patient, like he took some pitches to start some at-bats. It's one game, so it's hard to say, and he did have a nice hit and got on third base, unfortunately couldn't score, but did you notice anything different at all with him yesterday?
I think a little bit, and that just kind of comes with what they were hoping would be a little bit of a reset that allows him to perhaps be a little less aggressive, a little more patient. And look, there's two schools of thought, or really there's multiple schools of thought, and some are that you can become such a passive hitter that you're not pulling the trigger on the pitches you need to. And then others, it's, all right, I need to go up there and do damage. I don't want to miss my pitch. They're coming at me early. Let me jump out there ahead and do some damage. And that was kind of the story of the 2023 Braves. So it's probably hard to get out of that mindset in general. But there were some numbers, and this has been about a month or so, that I talked to Austin Riley, and he said they had a hitters meeting, and they brought in these numbers and basically said, you know, you guys are toward the bottom of the league at getting the hittable fastballs early in the count, almost like you are taking a more passive approach. Maybe let's try to change that. So all the different thought processes, I think, are being discussed. But, you know, for individuals and collectively, obviously, the team has multiple players struggling, so it's a larger discussion. I think the hope is that you're able to identify something that, you know, mindset-wise or approach-wise, kind of unlocks the possibilities of an at-bat. So with Michael Harris, I think the work has happened. The effort level is there. It's not like this is a guy who doesn't care and isn't, you know, working hard. He's trying to figure it out. But I think at some point, like I said a minute ago, you got to step away from it and then pick it back up after a little bit of a break. And hopefully this is something that does help him out.
Grant, Fuentes is going again. And I'm just curious because he's such a young pitcher. Is there not anybody at Gwinnett like that has some experience? The reason why he's up here over somebody that might have some kind of experience already?
The talent. This is okay. A complete and total arm talent flyer. The Braves, I think, we're hoping to kind of find lightning in a bottle here and solve their problem with somebody that's got, you know, really competitive pitch mix, and that they could teach him on the job a little bit or shepherd him through five innings and allow him to maybe infuse a little bit of youth into the equation as well. Not to say that, you know, Hurst and Waldrop couldn't do the same things that Didier Fuentes has done in the last couple of starts. I think he probably could have. The results might be the exact same. I don't know. And we might see Hurst and Waldrop at some point. But Ian Anderson has been ineffective, and I think he might actually be nursing an injury at this point as well. I'd kind of have to go through and check that. But the numbers have been really bad lately. And then you've just kind of got a lot of organizational filler at that AAA level, right, that, you know, they're there if you need them, but they're certainly not a viable plan B for Chris Sale or for Ronaldo Lopez or for A.J. Smith-Schauffer, for that matter. When you lose 60% of your rotation,
big deal.
I don't care what club you are, you're going to have a difficulty filling three different spots. I mean, they are already, I think, have to be thrilled over the moon about what they're getting from Grant Holmes this year. Then you get Spencer Strider back, and that's supposed to kind of bolster you. Spencer Schwellenbach is pitching like an all-star. And then you've got Chris Sale. So you were feeling really good about that quartet, and you'll figure out number five. And then the Chris Sale injury happened, and it just kind of destabilized everything.
I did want to ask you about Grant Holmes. I mean, that is one positive, certainly, in the season and also recently. 10 strikeouts again last night, looked really, really good. What have you seen from him that's allowed him to sort of take this leap to – I mean, he's striking guys out at a really high level right now.
He is. I think he's up over 10.5 strikeouts per nine now, which is top 10 in all of baseball. So he has had some walk problems at times this year, but he doesn't give up a lot of hits, and he's not overly homer prone, or at least he hasn't made those mistakes at the worst possible time in multiple outings this year. So I think really what he's done so well is he has a very good fastball, but also his breaking pitches, like, he has just got some unreal spin, and he's been able to tunnel those pitches and just keep hitters absolutely, you know, off balance completely in trying to solve him. And it's nothing complicated if you really break it down. And if you talk to Grant Holmes, he's not a complicated guy. I mean, he knows what works, and he's going out there and doing it, and he's not making it any more difficult. And there's something to be said for that.
Yep.
Kind of going back to our earlier discussion, when it's working, just kind of roll with it.
Yep.
When it's not working, that's when it becomes a lot more problematic or troublesome for guys, because baseball is the constant game of adjustments, and making the adjustments back to the league that just adjusted to you is part of the game, and I think Grant Holmes has done a pretty good job of that this year.
Well, Profar's back today, and it's hard to say, what are your expectations? Because right now, Grant, we're reaching right now. We're looking for sparks all over the place.
Yes, I think you are. And, I mean, the Braves signed him for a reason, because
right,
he is a contact hitter who has good on-base skills. Whether or not he's a 20-plus homer threat every year, clearly the jury can be out on that for a while. But he, coming in, has to be able to stabilize that left field mix, which, if we're being honest, couldn't have gotten much worse from an offensive perspective. Alex Verdugo is the guy who's going off the roster. That was a complete disappointment. He wasn't anything close to what he was in Boston for, what, 4 or 5 years. And even in New York last year, he was a guy that at least collected some extra base hits in a while. He didn't even hit a homer in a Braves uniform, which is just
not one
bizarre. And this guy was traded for Mookie Betts, by the way.
Yeah. Whoa,
so
let's
go ahead and, you know, just unpack that for a moment. But, you know, again, he's a long way from being that top prospect that he was years and years ago. But I thought he'd be a serviceable outfielder, had some moments early, but then just kind of faded into more of the issue that we saw from this Braves lineup, punchless when it needed the punch the most. And, you know, they've got to figure out at least some components of this lineup, because you've got shortstop is not an offensive haven, but at least you're getting great defense.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the same thing about Michael Harris, because he has a much higher offensive profile than a Nick Allen, but you're also getting nothing out of left field, and you're also having a bad year from Ozzie Albies at second base. That's four spots of the five in the lineup, and we got to go ahead and be honest and put Marcelo Ozuna in this boat as well, because he has been struggling for a month or more now and is not driving in runs anymore, and he's still hitting in the middle of the order. And I think that's why they want to bring Profar in, stick him in the middle of the order, and see if he can give you some production there. Now, he might move. They might decide a week from now that, okay, well, let's move Profar here, and it might just continue to be this roller coaster it's been a roller coaster, but it might continue to be a merry-go-round of changes. But they're going to try to find something that works, and hopefully somebody with his batter's profile will help this out, and they won't have to worry about left field as much.
Right, 30 seconds. Do you think that they need to get Marcel maybe some rest?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I won't rule it out.
Right.
You know, maybe a couple of weeks will help him reset, helps things calm down. But from when I asked Alex Anthopoulos about this way back at the start of June, he said this was something Marcel was going to have to manage for the rest of the year. So I'm just going to take that at face value and say he may never be 100%. So does shutting him down help the club? I don't know that the answer to that is yes, because I don't think you want your two catchers trying to play the remaining 75, 78 games, whatever it is this year.
Great stuff, Grant. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Mac.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond every single weekend. It's always Very informative and very entertaining. And a really interesting comment there at the end, too, because logically you would think, all right, I mean, he's kind of struggling with something. Clearly it's affecting his ability to hit. Sit him down for a couple weeks and maybe it'll feel a little bit better, but maybe it won't. Like, maybe it's something that requires surgery at the end of the year.
That's the thing about it. If it's something like that, it's like, well, it can't get no worse.
Right. Can't get worse, but it's impacting him. And you don't. The other thing is you don't have a better option. Like, you take Marcell Ozuna out of the lineup, and then what? Verdugo?
Well, I was thinking about everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Not great. Oh, no. All right, bring Verdugo back. And then, no. All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, text us or tweet us as well. The AMA is next to wrap the show up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Phone lines are wide open if you want to jump on. Maybe you've never called for the AMA before, and today can be your first try. 404-726-0929. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to get on hold. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yes, sir. White Dog, welcome back and happy belated birthday.
Mike's not on. They appreciate it. Thanks very much, brother.
I thought you just iced him. No.
Hey, look, man, we missed you. Look, I gave Andy a nickname. You know what I'm saying? He's Stephon instead of Steven. Okay. And Abe is Aloysius.
Aloysius. Abe's look like Aloysius.
Hey, so question for you guys. So the way the Falcons season went, with the way the Hawks season went, do y'all feel like we just got, like, loser fatigue right now? And that's why, like, the Braves just – it hurt, but it don't hurt no more. It's almost like I don't care.
You numb to it?
Numb to it.
I'm numb.
Appreciate it, Mo. You know what? I don't want to say that because the Braves was our outlet from the Falcons and the
the
Hawks,
the saving grace for the last 5 years.
Yeah, they've been the one, and so no, I'm not numb to it. I'm not. And the thing about it, I remember I mentioned this after the free agency. And I was like, you know, I love that the Hawks fans are happy and everything like that. I'm not gonna go there because I've been working in this station too long in this city and covering these sports teams. And
yeah, if it can go wrong,
it will.
Probably will.
Yeah, I'm not wishing it on it, but
yeah, well, until it does, Yeah, we'll enjoy it until it does.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not numb to it. It's like it happens.
Yeah.
Like you have bad years sometimes. Most of the teams I've covered in my career in sports have not been good.
Yeah.
Occasionally there's good years and it's really fun and you try to enjoy them.
Blip years.
But and the Braves just aren't that. Like the Braves mostly have been good for the last 30 years. And everybody thought they were going to be good this year, so it's surprising. But I don't know. I'm not numb to it. It's not fun. I don't like it. I do care.
Yes.
It's really unenjoyable to watch on a nightly basis, but I don't know. It happens. There's a lot of years like this.
It does suck. I remember a couple weeks ago when I separate ways or whatever, I said this, like, it could just be one of them years, dog.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be one of them years.
The thing about it is, and no one wants to hear this because you're going through this right now, but like, you know, if this is what it takes for 30 years of fun, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's been really good most of the time.
Yes.
World Series happened just a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Like, they've been in the playoffs 7 straight years. I mean, there's some teams that haven't been in the playoffs 7 times in their franchise's existence.
Yes.
How do those people feel?
They're numb.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, they're numb.
I can speak as a former one of them. We don't know, you know? It's the team that plays in the city you were born in, so you just root for them.
Because you look around, you listen around, you talk to people, it almost feels like we are spoiled from winning so much.
And you are.
Because we're taking this really bad, as we probably
which
should.
Which is fine.
There's nothing wrong
with having a high standard for your team and being disappointed when they're not meeting
it. Wow, how does them?
But Braves fans have unequivocally been spoiled for 30 years. Like, I know there's only 2 championships, but again, that's 2. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's 2 championships. They also won a lot of games along the way that were really fun and really good players and all that kind of stuff. So, again, that doesn't make this year better.
No.
It's not going to fix it or anything like that. But, yeah, man, years like this happen. Sports are hard, and sometimes teams underperform. We got, again, a lot of phone lines available if you want to get on. 404-726-0929. You got to call, and you got to get on hold, and you got to ask us a question. We'll start with Cam, who's in the FedEx truck. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just a little quick thing. It is hot out here today. But I got a little quick question. I'm trying to make this an everyday thing. Would you rather never have a hot meal again in your life or never have a cold drink?
Interesting.
Okay, the cold drink part.
We talking
brew?
Beer? Just in general. No drink cold. No cold water.
Oh, I'll be all right without cold water.
No cold beer. No cold whatever.
I mean, I could drink hot beer. Just like I drink hot liquor.
I know, but how hot? Like, just room temperature?
Yeah. Is that hot? I mean, I love me some hot food, Andy.
It really, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
I love me some hot food.
Yeah, Andy. I like a hot meal.
Uh-huh.
And some stuff's just, you can't, like, it's hard to eat stuff that's room temperature.
Yes.
That's cold.
Yeah, I don't like anything really.
I like melted cheese.
Like,
what if I want nachos? My nachos are just,
you know what
it's
mean?
All congealed.
The only thing I like, what's the only thing I eat that's cold? Salad.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of ice cream.
No, I don't eat much ice cream.
I don't eat cold pizza. I don't eat cold chicken.
Yeah, I don't like anything that's
I don't like anything that's cold.
Yeah.
Other than salads, chilled or whatever you call it.
Yeah, salads, that's fine, but it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but other than that,
if I have pizza from the day before, I'll always warm it up.
Yeah.
I don't like
eating cold.
Yeah, I don't like cold pizza.
What about room temperature food, though? Because, Randy, you'll talk about eating the pork chop from the night before. That's just room temperature. It doesn't have to be cold.
Man, you're crazy, boy. I put that pork chop sandwich in the microwave.
Oh, so you don't eat it right off the plate?
I don't eat off the plate. Especially when it's a leftover pork chop, I like to get it real hot.
Gets a little more tender.
And then you throw that thing on some white bread with some mayonnaise, hot sauce.
How long in the microwave?
Until
it starts to sizzle?
Yeah. To be damn near cooked again.
Because every microwave's different, you know? Like, sometimes maybe you had, like, a real weak microwave for a long time, and then all of a sudden you go somewhere and they got, like, that super microwave. You put something in there for a minute, and then it's molten lava.
Yes.
It's like, geez, I didn't know you guys had the fancy microwave.
I don't like anything cold.
Yeah, I don't like cold food. I'm not like you ever have, what's that, that cold soup they give you sometimes at fancy restaurants, like gazpacho or something like that? Keep it.
Yeah.
I like warm soups.
Yeah. I'm not even on that.
So, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what it's called. It might be what it's called. Something like that.
Gazpacho?
Gazpacho?
Yeah, I ain't never heard of that.
Gestapo?
One of them. But yeah, I ain't never heard of that.
It's like tomato stuff.
Oh, oh.
You're 100% correct. It's gazpacho.
They have it at places that sell tapas. Like if you go to a tiny meal place, they'll also try to give you cold soup.
I just don't like
That's why I don't like those places.
Don't come
with
me.
I like my warm soup.
Don't come with me trying to be cute for dinner, woman. All right. You know what I'm saying? Don't come over here trying to be cute for dinner.
So I guess the answer is I would drink room temperature liquids for the rest of my life if that meant that I could have warm meals.
Yes.
AD is in Decatur. Hello, AD.
And Randy, what's going on, man?
There you go, AD.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Question. Raw and Fontenot are my guys, though. So if we miss the playoff this year, God forbid, if we miss the playoff this year, are both of these guys gone?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is right there.
The seat's hot.
I'm talking about it's hot
like a pork chop
like
in the
a
microwave.
Pork chop in the microwave. It's hot like a pork chop in the microwave.
It is. Yeah, it is. I think Fontenot's seat's probably a little hotter.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they could miss the playoffs and
both of
not
them.
Both go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you got to tie those guys together and then move on with. But hopefully that doesn't happen. And we're talking about them being the coach and GM for a really long time. Chris is in Griffin. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all?
Hello,
I got
Chris.
A question for Randy. I was on the way back from Florida a couple weeks ago, and I shot you a picture of me coming through Fort Valley. What's the craziest story you got from down there?
My goodness. Oh, man. What do you think? It's so many of them. I told one yesterday where I left my car at the firehouse for
5 years.
5 years. Somebody finally came and got it.
Should have gave it to Cars for Kids.
Oh God. It's like that started because they're older now. You remember when they played this playing thing all the time?
I think they still do. I think we're numb to that.
I'm numb to that.
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
But oh man, I mean, we had so many crazy. It's hard to. It was so many. Like. Good fuck. No, we didn't have a lot of good fights. A lot of good fights.
Bo says we played Cards for Kids 11 minutes ago.
Oh, we did?
I didn't even hear
I don't keep my headphones then.
Yeah.
I don't keep my headphones.
People ask me about commercials all the time. Yeah. I don't hear them.
Yeah, I keep my headphones. But no, I mean, I think the craziest thing was, I remember.
Except for mine.
I remember when they opened up that damn mall at Warner Robins. All right, I remember opening that mall up. And so that was like, you know me. I don't like going to malls. I ain't got no money. But that was like my rare time when I used to hang out at malls and go check out the girls.
How old are you? Probably 15?
They opened that when I was like in 11th grade, I think it was.
Yeah, so 16, 17.
Yeah, 16, 17.
That's a good time to be at a mall.
Yeah, but I hate it. I had no money.
Yeah, but so what?
It was a big deal not to have no money, man.
Oh. Did anybody have any money?
Yeah. Dude, you know how broke I was, man? I couldn't even get a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't fun. No, I know what you're talking about. But you go because your friends are going.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
Yeah, but other than that, nothing crazy, man.
We would go, and then, like, there would be, the shoplifting kids.
Yes. Just stealing ass kids.
And it's like, well, everybody's going to get in trouble if you guys try to steal from Macy's.
Yes.
They're going to catch you.
They're going to catch
you. We're not going to. I don't want to run for you. All right. Tyler's in Auburn. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, got a question for the both of y'all.
All right.
You're Alex Anthopoulos for the day. Do you reach out to Trevor Bauer and sign him to the league minimum? What do you do?
I would have been did that.
I don't know. Like,
I would have been did that.
He didn't do good in the league he was in.
I don't care. He's depressed. He want to be over there. I would have been signed Trevor Bauer. I'm sorry. I would have been signed him.
Yeah.
I would have.
You better hope he pitches good.
All right. I you know what? Like he just said, to a minimum, I take that minimum risk.
Yeah.
Because he didn't. Because first of all, he was.
That's true.
That was crazy. What happened to him?
It's true.
But I take it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Like, why hasn't anybody done that? You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I don't know why nobody had done it.
Sure.
But still, why?
But
hasn't
now that
anybody?
It seems proven that was all fabricated.
Was it just a big jerk?
Yeah. I don't know that people really liked Trevor Bauer that much in the first place.
Right.
But he was good, though.
Yes,
he was at one point very good. But I thought, whenever that's come up before, and I haven't done the research, but Abe had told me that his numbers in the Asian league that he was in, he was like the worst pitcher in the league.
Oh, my God. Only Abe would know that.
But that's important, though. Like, if he sucks now, then I don't want him. You know what I mean? We already got guys
that do that.
That's
what I said years ago.
Gary is in Buford. Hey, Gary.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello, Gary.
My Braves season ended last night when Michael Harris got that triple, nobody outs, and our best hitters couldn't bring him home.
Yes.
So I'm ready for the Falcons. So I heard you guys discussing you haven't broadcast together when the Falcons were a playoff team.
That's true.
So what are – and you guys were talking about what should they should do different. What are you guys going to do different this year?
Hell yeah, dog. Maybe – you know what? I'll tell you what. Because we've been sitting in the
Thank
same –
Gary.
We've been sitting in the same seats. Want to switch seats?
I don't.
I don't. I like my seat.
I don't want to switch seats.
Yeah.
I like this seat.
Huh? Yeah, we got record numbers. Yeah, and all that. All that stuff is good. Pocket's nice. But I'm just talking about, like, we got to do something different.
We can – yeah, I'm open.
I'm open
to I won't say anything. Open to anything. Not anything, because no. I don't want to change seats.
Yeah, but I'm serious.
Which is a pretty low bar.
Yeah.
So I'm not open to, like, anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think we could do that would impact it? Like, we've been having Arch on Wednesdays. Should we have Arch on, like, Tuesdays?
That makes sense. Arch on Tuesday.
Maybe that switches that up a little bit, or
– we don't have guests on Mondays, so okay. Maybe have Smoke and Joe Monday?
I like not having guests on Monday.
I like not having any guests, period.
Yeah.
But they make us
maybe just have no guests ever.
How about that? How about that?
No, but I do like Arch, and I like
love Arch.
Day. I like Smoke and Joe. Like, we definitely have the least guests.
Yes, we do.
But I like the guests that we have. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's why we have them, the ones that we like. So I don't want to do that.
No.
I'm really unwilling to do anything.
I'm really like, they need to figure it out. It ain't my damn fault.
Now, that's true.
Yes.
Not my damn fault. It's up to us. But I don't know. Like,
tank tops to work.
The problem is, by the end of the season, it's December.
You can wear a jacket.
That's true.
Yeah. Wear a jacket sitting here.
But, like, every day?
Dude.
I'm not wearing a tank top every day.
Why not?
For the Falcons.
That is the greatest feeling in the world.
Every day? I don't even have that many tank tops.
I'll love you some.
I don't know, man. You want to look at me wear a tank top every day for 4 months?
If they win.
Okay.
That's way too big for you?
Let's try this. Okay, here's what I'm willing to do.
All right,
this is
right.
How far I'm willing to go.
Okay.
This is not very far. I'll wear a tank top. We'll both wear tank tops.
Okay.
The Friday of week one.
Gotcha.
Okay? That's and if they win,
yeah.
Then we'll do it again the Friday of
tank
week
tops
two.
And headbands. Tank tops and headbands.
What do we do? Like aerobics in the 80s? Like
that's
what
cool.
Are we doing?
Yeah. Tank tops and headbands. All right.
Stretching those winds out.
Come on, dog.
All right.
All right. Tank tops and headbands.
But don't we got to do it, though. If we're saying we're doing it, we're doing it. Okay?
Dude, I got a drawer full of tank tops, so I'm cool.
How many headbands?
I got to find some headbands.
All right. Week one.
I think I find some headbands.
I know some people.
Friday, week one.
I'm talking about the one you wear, Bo.
You talking about like a white headband?
I'm talking about the old skis.
Yeah.
You need to match
like
the tank top,
like a slick watch.
Like yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Are we talking about matching headbands and tank tops? Or are they all white?
I ain't going that damn far.
If it starts to work, then we can get crazy.
Yeah.
But if they lose week one, if we don't. We
so
need one tank
with?
Top
Red,
and one
black,
headband.
White?
Who the hell they play first?
I don't remember.
I think they play week one.
I think they play the Panthers or something. Yeah. I don't remember who
we'll
they opened
it
against.
Out.
Let's get the takeaway
we'll
of the day.
We'll figure it out.
I'm trying to Google it as fast as I can.
My takeaway of the day is that
the Bucks.
The Bucks.
The Bucks.
Okay. And in that damn unicycle championship, it tickles me to death, dog.
Yeah, I was pretty good. Speaking of unicycles, thoughts and prayers, Red Panda. Thoughts and prayers to Red Panda, man. From the whole show.
She's going through it, man.
Genuinely, from the bottom of our hearts. None of us are laughing at the pain of a performer.
Fortunately, you can still pedal with only one hand.
That's true.
Randy, I think it was actually a gymnastics double dutch freak show that Andy was in.
Yes.
Dork overlords are ruining sports.
Yes.
And Alex Verdugo, punchless when you need punch the most.
Yes.
Dork overlords are ruining the world.
They are, dude.
They are.
They're ruining everything.
And they invented the computers. They're going to take the world over and kill us all.
I know.
Thanks, dorks.
Let's just enjoy it while we can. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.